Brilliance Audio presents That's Life, Samara Brooks, by Daniel Ehrenhaft, performed by Jessica Almacy, produced by Audible Incorporated.
So, first, I guess I should tell you what I think about God, to be fair to Samara and Nathan. I believe that God can answer our prayers. Maybe that sounds corny, but I really do. He might not answer them in a way that we expect, but he'll always answer them in a way that helps. I know, because I'd been praying for help pretty much nonstop ever since I checked my email that Friday morning, right up until Aunt Esther pulled up in her blue hybrid to take me to school. Dear God, I never should have started playing blackjack. I went online again last night to read up on it, even though Mom and Dad don't like me to be online so late. Bad idea. I found out that gambling is something you can get hooked on. It's like eating candy or playing video games or surfing the web too much. The more I read God, the worse it sounded. The problem gamblers were the scariest of all. This one guy said he ended up owing $78,564.46 on 8 different credit cards. He said he felt like he didn't have any power over gambling. He said he felt as if it had been written into his DNA, like the color of his eyes. That last line really killed me. Written into his DNA? I almost wanted to wake up Mom and Dad and show them the link. But I knew I'd get into trouble. I don't understand them at all sometimes. Don't you think it's wrong that they're flying off to Vegas again this morning? I'm so confused. And I know I shouldn't gamble. Who would have ever thought that Samara Brooks would set up a casino in the cafeteria? Temptation really is everywhere. Like they say in church. Anyway, God, if you see your way to doing me one small favor, I promise I'll give up gambling for good. Can you make sure Mom and Dad forget to check their email this morning? I know it's a lot to ask, God, and this is all my fault, but I'm in a tough spot here. So, I guess that's it. Thank you. And thank you for all the excellent blessings you've given me. Thank you for helping me win the election last spring, and for making me class president. Thank you for giving me the mom and dad I have, even though I do get mad at them sometimes. Most of all, thanks for listening. Like always.